Rally Mudgee, Georgia Steins, ABC Radio, Canberra Warragee.
Were you one of the many people, like myself, that loved that ABC TV program, Old People's Home for Four-Year-Olds? Oh, such a lovely, lovely program. You didn't see it. It brought together older Australians and youngsters, primary school children, for cross-generational play and learning. And here in Canberra, there's been a similar idea, and it's received acknowledgement as a finalist in the ABC Canberra Community Spirit Awards, in the School Community Spirit Champion category, and it's at Ngunnawal Primary School. And joining me to talk a little bit about it is Nats Musnoz. She's an early years engagement partner at the primary school, and she joins me now. Hello.
Hi.
Oh, I love the idea of this. Can you tell me how it works in your setting?
Yeah, sure. Look, thanks for having me. I really feel honoured to be chatting to you about this program. It's really exciting. The partnership started initially at the beginning of the year alongside the school volunteer program, ACT. We were looking at getting some mentors into our school to support some of our emerging readers and some of our reluctant readers in the early years. But since then, it's really grown into more of an intergenerational program within our community rather than just a specific reading program for our students. So we have about 11 volunteers all up who come into our school weekly. Many of these volunteers are also residents of our local Ngunnawal Retirement Village, which is the Grove. So the partnership is extended more into the wider community in Ngunnawal. So we have our regular readers, our regular volunteers who come in each week and work one-on-one with students with reading and other literacy-based tasks. But then we have other residents within the Grove that have sort of come on board in a number of different capacities. So we've had some retired science teachers come in and put on an afternoon of amazing science experiments for our students, which is really fun and engaging. We've had one resident of the Grove who's a retired carpenter, and he's connected with our environmental student leadership team and designed and created some bird feeders to sort of encourage local native birds to come into the school. And also we've had some amazing volunteers come in and work with our staff and our students in our community bush garden as well. So what started off with just being sort of a reading program to support some of our early readers has really grown into so much more than that. And it's really, they're really part of our school community now and sort of, yeah, work across the school.
Can you tell me a little bit about, I guess, the reactions on both sides, I guess, at the beginning and now, I guess, how they interacted?
Yeah, sure. So I suppose initially on the volunteer side of things, they were quite nervous to sort of come into the school. They've all come from different backgrounds and so, yeah, were quite nervous initially. But I suppose having them in our school has just been really great for them as well as our students. So our kids really love seeing them every week. They've really developed strong connections and relationships with these amazing volunteers our students have. And the volunteers are really making a really positive difference with the students that they work with individually, but also our students classes as well. So, you know, older people are really great listeners. They love to tell stories and they provide lots of great life lessons to the kids. They have fun with them every week. And it's been a really positive influence on their well-being. And in a time like what we're going through at the moment, this has been really wonderful. And on the flip side, I suppose the volunteers have really got some great benefits as well. You know, they can sometimes feel quite socially isolated, so it's a way for them to get into community and give back. Some of the volunteers have said, you know, that they missed out in being a grandparent to their own grandchildren because they lived interstate. So this is a way for them to connect with young people. makes them feel happy. It makes them feel like they've got a real purpose. And so I think we've had really positive benefits on both sides.
Yeah, and I think probably too, maybe it's been made more stark because of what we've been going through over the last 18 months or so. And lots of children might not have seen their grandparents interstate either for a long time. Yeah. How has the success of the program or the way it's evolved surprised you, and how?
It really has. And I think initially when we first started the program, we didn't really expect that it was going to go in this direction. I think that originally we were just trying to get some additional support and just some additional ways in which children could engage in reading and sort of thinking outside the box. But it's really grown into something more. And I think through word of mouth with our volunteers, you know, and the positive impact it's had on their lives, I think that's why it's grown into this. So it certainly has sort of grown into something more than what I certainly expected, but I think the benefits have been amazing. And look, and I think now where we are as well, like I'm chatting to volunteers quite regularly over email and over the telephone, and they're really missing those interactions with the students. So now it's gone to even another level. So we're trying to connect remotely. So, you know, volunteers are writing letters to students that they usually work with, or some volunteers are getting on online Google Meets and doing reading with the students and reading a book and all sorts of things, which is just wonderful.
How lovely, though, that you've been able to do that, because I guess the connection was already there, so they weren't meeting over the technology. They'd already met and then...
Yeah, that's right. And I think initially those volunteers were working with specific students initially, but they've really become part of the classroom. They've really become part of our school. And so whilst volunteers may not work individually with all students know who they are. So I think that's a really positive thing for them as well. And it does really build the self-esteem of our volunteers, knowing that they do belong to our school community, which they very much do.
It's such a goal, though, isn't it, of so many schools to involve the community, but you've managed to do it through this program. Was that a side thing, though, I guess? Well, I guess the idea that you're creating this community around the children, I wonder if that was initially what you were aiming for, if that was just a nice after thing that happened.
Well, sort of, I suppose the school is a community hub in so many ways, and I think being able to sort of get extended community to support our kids, that's what it all came down to. Like at the end of the day, was, you know, providing amazing opportunities for our kids, getting them, you know, to be able to succeed in so many areas.
Oh, it's just lovely. Congratulations becoming a finalist. It's really wonderful.
And I just wanted to say, to sort of recap, that it really is. It's not just one person that are these community champions. We've got a whole group of them, and they certainly are our volunteers. So I'm really proud, and thank you for the nomination.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to Afternoons on ABC Radio Canberra. That's Nat Munoz. She is an early years engagement partner at Ngunnawal Primary School. And if you just came in at the end of that, she's a finalist in the ABC Canberra's Community Spirit Awards. And as she said, it's more for, not just for her, but for all the people involved in the program. It's just wonderful, isn't it? What a great idea. You're listening to Afternoons on ABC Radio Canberra.
Woongarali Majinu, Georgia Steins, ABC Radio, Canberra, Warragee.